Exclusive. Eric Trump. We grew up on construction sites, didn't have time to get in trouble. By Kyle Olson on October 15, 2020. The corruption allegations involving Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, draw a sharp contrast to the Trump family. Eric Trump told the Kyle Olson Show this week about the values President Donald Trump instilled in his children. "We're not politicians, that's not what we've ever done. We're builders, and that's what we'd always done. My father put Don and I and all of us on construction sites at an early age," Trump said, adding he was doing demolition with a sledgehammer at 11 years old. "We grew up on construction sites," he said in a segment that will air on Saturday. "It was kind of the building blocks to who we were going into the business." Trump said that beyond the skills, the work taught them the value of the dollar as they worked for minimum wage, he said. "It taught us what hard work was, and, most importantly, we were so freaking tired by the end of the day that we didn't have time to go do bad things," he said. "You take type A kids, you give them too much discretionary income, and you give them too much time, and they're going to find problems," Trump told the Kyle Olson Show. He said they would work from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and guess what? We were exhausted, and we wanted to eat and, frankly, go to bed. Trump said while he had a good education and had a warm roof over their heads, there were no handouts in their family. They worked for everything they wanted, he said. Trump said he feels really bad about the problems Hunter Biden has had, including being discharged from the Navy for a substance abuse problem. Then Hunter flew to China with his father aboard Air Force Two and struck a business deal, receiving $1.5 billion. "They don't give $1.5 billion to BlackRock and the biggest investors on Wall Street. They give no money to these guys, but they were giving $1.5 billion to Hunter Biden? A kid with real problems, right?" Trump noted Hunter's involvement with Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company, despite having no background in energy and not speaking the country's language. "Here is a family that profited off of the U.S. government. You have Joe Biden, who has been in government for 47 years," he said before inviting listeners to do their own research and to find a photo of Biden's house. "Tell me whether or not you think that a person who's been in government for 47 years with no other income outside of government, apparently, I mean, clearly there was, in my opinion, but tell me he could afford that house," he said. "This is corruption at the worst level," Trump said, asserting the media will not cover the story. "Yet every single day, they punch me in the face. They punch Don in the face. For what? For giving up all our businesses. For giving up everything in the pursuit of politics," he said. Kyle Olson is a reporter for Breitbart News. He is also host of The Kyle Olson Show, syndicated on Michigan radio stations on Saturdays. Listen to segments on YouTube or download full podcast episodes. Follow him on Twitter, like him on Facebook, and follow him on Parler.